Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. You have 14 days left for shopping if you do Christmas and need to get people presents, because it is Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. I think our local star and our Earth showed us who's boss. You can take your predictions about these G3 storms and you can stay present. Stay present. That's always the mantra, isn't it? We can anticipate to a degree what's coming. However, the capacity to stay present, I think that's probably one of the bigger wisdoms to take away from these highlights so far. But I will get into further highlights. We've also had lots of solar activity on the sun in real time. 31 flares in these past 24 hours. More flares than we were recording and sharing yesterday at this time. Just a handful more, but nonetheless, it's still more. Always good to keep the energy moving. We don't also appear to have any CMEs associated with these. I say thank God, because trying to track some of these is a bit mind-bending at times. I'm sure that the technology and the predictions will get a little bit better. And I think our internal technology, our organic body that we are sitting in right now, will probably get a little bit better too at predicting this. We did see some mild enhancements to the field that I was noticing, and people were actually able to be conscious in real time. The density did rise up. It was on the floor, and it shot up a little bit more and then shot up more after that. I will put a picture in there so you can see what that is. So there was a bit of a charge yesterday. It didn't register in the geomagnetic activity through the KP. It registered in that density. And I was noticing that people were noticing when they got elevated, which was fabulous. And they were able to be conscious of it and they were able to shift it. And I can see how that occurred as we look at the Schumann and as we look at other pieces of info here. But let's get into it. 31 flares in these last 24 hours. So they are up in frequency, not in size though. There was 4 M-class flares and 27 C-class flares. The highest was an M1.9, and that was from that big flare producer 4294 that occurred at 737 UTC. There was a R1 radio blackout over the sunny side of the Earth once again. That's pretty much what occurred yesterday. 4294 is that lead flare producer with 23 flares, producing also 3 out of those 4 M-class flares. Sunspot regions. Well, we have 6 active regions. There are 2 that are showing beta gamma, and they are newcomers. That's 4304 and 4305. While 4294 is still beta gamma delta, however, it will soon depart us. So we'll see what it has left for fuel in its tank before it turns away from us. 4296 and 4299 are beta, and 4298 is alpha. Solar wind did not get past 400 kilometers per second yesterday. So obviously, with that, those anticipating CMEs that was supposed to rise, didn't get past 400 kilometers per second. We're currently at 379 kilometers per second, which is average, and the BZ is moderately southward right now. KP didn't get past KP3, and we saw between KP 1 to 3 in the last 24 hours, and we are currently at KP 2, which is unsettled conditions. Our forecast, flare potential has been going slowly down, and then it seemed to slowly pop back up, which is just bizarre and slightly interesting. X-class is now at 15%. M is at 65%, and the KP we anticipate today to be between KP 3 and 4. Personally, I'm a little confused as to why they popped that X class up an additional 5%, but they do what they do. I just share that information with you because that's what is out there. So I always say our bodies are the best barometer to sometimes know what's really going to happen. Well, the Schumann, mostly stable with some mild variability and some minor high frequency noise. There were some daily ionospheric conductivity peaks, a mild geomagnetic ripple, but really nothing extreme. It was a little bit more gentle than the day before. And the day before that we had was really, I think we can look at that now as a bit of a post-earthquake nudge. So that may have stirred some things up for you. for some of you. And you may have actually slept a little bit better, a little bit more deeply last night than you were able to get sleep the night before. This chart really provided an opportunity for grounding and introspection. And so there was this less of this static noise. So sometimes when that Schumann background is a little loud or louder, you can't really hear yourself. You can't really, you know, hear your thoughts too much. And sometimes there can be just a lot of noise, just as there's noise in the field. So we didn't really have that. And a bit more grounding and a bit more introspection was able to be experienced in the field yesterday. So I hope that you had that. Well, a summary of all of this, we didn't get the storm conditions. We did get to elevated conditions with this plasma density. So the solar flare energy kept everything moving once again. Just to share with people, I think that when this does leave us, when we don't get a lot of these different flares, I think you're going to really feel that. And so this is just this nice little boost, and that's why I keep saying this. These flares, you know, it's like the bark without the bite, and they actually help to just keep everything moving. It's like when you make a decision to go outside somewhere, you're like, well, I am going to do that. My body wants to move and it wants to go. It's not like the head gets in the way and says, no, I think we should stay here. I think we should just hunker down. No, the solar flare energy allows us to move a bit more effortlessly with a bit less impedance. And that's one of the reasons I actually like when we are experiencing what we are experiencing. And yeah, the solar flare activity is actually, you know, fairly high right now without the major intensity, which makes it just much more lovely. So I think that's important for us to pay attention to. And really, these energies in the last 24 hours, I would say that they were wonderful. Maybe they didn't entirely feel the best for everyone, but it's just enough to help push something through that needed to come through and still have our consciousness intact with a major recovery on the other side. And it's not allowing us to wallow too long in whatever was going on. So when the energy is up a bit, but not on overdrive, it can help us see these little perturbations. And I would say it's actually a bit of a godsend. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I brace myself a bit because I think, all right, I think we need a breather. I think we need a rest. I think we need a break. And a little bit of medicine is good, but sometimes too much medicine is too much. And I really feel like these energies in the last 24 hours, not getting slammed with this geomagnetic activity, was brilliant. And so I thank the sun for that. I thank the interstellar medium, and I thank the earth. And I thank all of us, because who knows, we may be very much co-creating a part of this experience. All right, wisdom drop. Solar flare energy will likely continue to keep things moving for us at this lighter speed, if you will. So it's great to continue to move out and about to get things done. And with the Schumann more stable right now, there's less of that background noise. So we can integrate those alpha and beta waves into conscious action. So think about that today. Let's move more with this conscious action and a bit more effortlessly as well. You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.